In front of the Sacred Feather Hat Shop, just down the street from the state capitol, 40-year-old Greg Graff of Sun Prairie is filling the air with joyful sounds from his tuba. Graff was born into the Red Kettle campaign. His parents were officers in the Salvation Army in northern Minnesota, and before he learned to play the tuba, he did ring the bell.
My mother has a picture of me when I was 4 years old, ringing way up in Virginia, Minnesota. But I do it because it's, I grew up as a Salvationist. This is something that's almost expected of you, and this is what your duty is.
By the time he was 15, he'd learned to play the tuba well enough and hasn't swung the bell since.
The bell is annoying. You can actually tune the bell out and never hear it. You can't tune out a tuba playing melody. And it's a unique thing, and you know, people will stop, and like little kids especially go, so I usually get them to sing along sometimes.
And while they're singing, their parents put dollar bills in the kettle. Graff says when he was in his 20s, he once played for 13 hours straight. But he says playing the tuba in frigid pre-Christmas weather has its drawbacks. Last year, the valves on his tuba froze while he was playing outside a store in Stoughton.
So I took it inside to warm it up, bring it out, and it would freeze again. So this is my fun.
Graff says he's between jobs right now and would rather be playing tuba for charity than sitting at home. To keep his tuba skills up from one Christmas to the next, he plays in the 132nd Army National Guard Band, as well as the local Salvation Army Band. Dane County Salvation Army Major Paul Moore is also a tuba player. He says Graff's musical approach to raising money isn't really new. It's a throwback to the old Salvation Army bands that used to play on the streets.
And so for Greg being out there, it's kind of a step back to what we used to be. You know, people hear the music, it catches their attention, and then they donate.
Moore says in the years Greg has played in Madison, his kettle has always come back fuller than the average bell ringer. He says he's likely to be a big part of raising the $500,000 the Salvation Army hopes to raise in Dane County this year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.